reflecting from the windows. Sometimes Simon wished he'd done something else with his life. Something simpler. He could have been a postman or a traffic warden and been home at the same time every day. Then a call would come in at the end of a boring night shift and they'd whiz off in the police car to the next incident. Turning on the blue lights and rushing through traffic never got old. Tonight wasn't one of those nights, however. Simon just knew that he was going to go back to the station in half an hour or so to write another boring report. It would all be worth it once he started his trainee detective post. However, that itself came with more exams and worries than he could ever have dreamed of, especially with a young son to think about. Simon and his colleague Perkins were standing outside of the auditor's shop on Dewstow High Street and looking up at it, as they had been for the past few moments. Perkins had her arms folded across her chest as she contemplated the building, sucking in air through her teeth as though it would help her to think. It put Simon on edge, the hairs on his arms raising at the noise.
"I don't see anything," she said finally.
Simon didn't either, though he wasn't entirely sure what they were looking for.
"What did she say was happening exactly?"
"She said she was walking home from the cinema club at the Bell and Hope pub with her husband when they heard shouting and banging coming from inside the shop," Simon said, shrugging with confusion. He didn't know if Mrs. Mugglethwaite had heard correctly. As the local gossipmonger, she could always be counted on to create more drama than there really needed to be, especially on a calm Sunday night in a quiet town. It was lucky for Mary, the police station receptionist, that her husband, Nigel, had excommunicated their phone number when he left the force. Not even a year or so ago, Mrs. Mugglethwaite would have bypassed the 101 non-emergency line and called their home directly, waking them both up. Eventually, Nigel had given her the police station's direct line as a commiseration prize, and Mrs. Mugglethwaite had been able to contact Mary while she was on night shift. It was always a mess where Mrs. Mugglethwaite was involved. She seemed to spend most of her time calling things in and then popping into Dewstow's tiny police station to just have a little chat with you about the case. The case usually amounted to nothing more than the allegedly disruptive behaviour of unruly teenagers or her suspicion about a new neighbour and their unusual habits. She was the sort of person who liked to reassure Simon that she wasn't xenophobic.
"Oh, I don't mean like your parents, Simon," she had often told him. "I've got no problem with hard-working Polish people. Of course I've got no problem with them. It's just these new people. I'm sure they've only come to go on benefits."
Simon didn't pay her any mind. In his opinion, you needed to have a thick skin to best do the job. Views like those of Mrs. Mugglethwaite seemed to run rampant in little towns like Dewstow, even if most people tended to keep their thoughts to themselves. Simon's new boss, Officer Wilkinson, didn't see it that way. He hated Martha Mugglethwaite with the force of 1,000 suns. Since Nigel had retired and Wilkinson had taken over the role, he had tried to dissuade Mrs. Mugglethwaite from coming within a foot of the police station, to no avail. When Nigel had been in charge, he had always invited her into his office to chat when she arrived unannounced. Nigel always said it was best to stay on the good side of a busybody, and anyway, she could always prove herself useful if they wanted to know something. Most of the time, it was how Nigel had found out what Marjorie and Clementine were planning to do whenever they got themselves involved in something they shouldn't. Simon smiled at the thought of the dinner lady detectives, as they called them, down at the station. They seemed to only wrap themselves up in the big cases, the murders and arsons. They were never any help finding Mrs. Simmons' missing hedge cutters or giving directions to lost ramblers looking for the Ittenstow country path. They had never even once considered helping with the never-ending turf war between the town's competing factions of Morris dancers. But the slightest sniff of a murder, and they would suddenly appear, a cardigan in one hand and a list of suspects in the other. The oddities shop remained silent and dark, which struck...